The closure of several labor and delivery units at hospitals across Western North Carolina means mothers and their doctors are planning births differently. Dr. Suzanne Dixon has been an OBGYN with the Mountain Area Health Education Center for about 8 years. Most of the time she works in Asheville, but she spends 2 days a week in Franklin at Mission Women's Care.
I've been the only one doing the women's work at that practice.
Dixon says that since Angel Medical Center closed its labor and delivery unit in 2017, the other OBGYNs in her practice had to leave. Another change is that about 80% of Dixon's patients now schedule when they will be induced into labor instead of waiting for a natural birth.
It's just a change in practice. We used to have the luxury of letting people go into labor on their own and be able to get to the hospital in a reasonable time, but we just can't guarantee that that's going to happen anymore.
6 labor and delivery units across Western North Carolina have closed in the last 5 years, says Dixon. The most recent was Erlanger Western Carolina Hospital in Murphy at the end of last year. Danielle Collins is an elementary school teacher in Franklin. Her first child was born at Angel Medical Center in 2014. Her second was induced. Right now, Dixon is taking care of her during her third pregnancy.
I'm so thankful today was Wednesday because she was there.
Last week, Collins wasn't feeling well because of her pregnancy. It just happened to be one of the 2 days that Dixon was in Franklin. She says earlier in her pregnancy, she wasn't so lucky. She was exposed to the flu and couldn't get an appointment in Franklin, so she had to just call the Asheville office for advice. Collins is planning to give birth at Mission Hospital, almost 70 miles away from her home.
It was really stressful. Like, not having it right at your fingertips like I did with the first child is really hard.
Labor and delivery services haven't just gone away in Western North Carolina. In rural America, maternal health services have decreased over the last 15 years, according to a 2017 National Rural Health Association study. Now more than 10% of rural counties have lost access to these services. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.